thanks for taking 10 for a new edition of our show. I'm Carl Azus. The U.S. state of Minnesota is the site of our first report today. Nights of demonstrations and violence have followed the shooting of a black man by a police officer. Here's what happened. On Sunday afternoon, in a suburb of Minneapolis, police say officers stopped 20-year-old Dante Wright because his car's license tag had expired. During the traffic stop, officers learned there was an outstanding warrant for Wright's arrest. According to the New York Times, police say he was facing two misdemeanor charges for carrying a pistol without a permit and running from police last summer. Officers asked Wright to get out of the car, which he did, but afterward there was a scuffle, and police say it looked like Wright was trying to get back into the car to flee. An officer then yelled, "Taser," in reference to an electroshock weapon, but she pulled her gun instead and fired the shot that killed Wright. Police say this was an accident that resulted in Wright's tragic death. An attorney for Wright's family says the shooting was preventable and inhumane. Protests have followed, with demonstrators calling for police to be held responsible. Officers used tear gas and stun guns to break up crowds that defied a curfew. Demonstrators have thrown bottles, bricks, and fireworks at police. There have been multiple reports of stores being damaged in the community. The officer involved in Wright's death and the Brooklyn Center police chief have resigned, and an investigation is being conducted. All this is happening 10 miles away from the trial of a police officer accused of killing another black man last May, and demonstrations against Wright's death have been held in other cities, with a riot being declared Monday in Portland, Oregon. Next today, American health officials are recommending what they call a pause in the use of a certain coronavirus vaccine. Johnson & Johnson was the third company to get authorization for emergency use of its vaccine. That happened in February. Since then, the Centers for Disease Control says more than 6 million doses have been given, but there have been at least 6 cases of a rare and severe type of blood clot reported afterward. Health officials say one person has died and another is in critical condition. They also say that the vaccine requires a different treatment for potential blood clots than doctors usually give, so they've recommended that medical officials hold off on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine until these issues are addressed. 10-second trivia. Which of these islands would you find about 100 miles off China's eastern coast? Taiwan, Okinawa, Hong Kong, or Hainan? Across the Taiwan Strait from the Chinese mainland lies the island of Taiwan. Next story involves both the island of Taiwan and the mainland of China. They each have their own government. Taiwan is a semi-presidential republic, China is a communist state. And each of these governments says it's the only legitimate ruler of all China. So that's one source of tension between them. The other is that the U.S. is an ally of Taiwan and a rival of China.
China is flexing its military might, releasing through state media a flood of dramatic video clips like these. They show Chinese naval exercises that U.S. officials say are aimed to intimidate the people of Taiwan.
And what is of real concern to us is increasingly aggressive actions by the government in Beijing directed at Taiwan.
Under the One China policy, the People's Republic of China and its ruling Communist Party consider Taiwan to be part of its sovereign territory. President Xi Jinping has vowed to never allow the self-governed democracy to become formally independent, and he will not rule out the use of force if necessary to take the island back.
He's also signaling to the United States, we can prevent you from helping Taiwan.
In recent months, the People's Liberation Army Navy showcasing its capabilities just off Taiwan's eastern coast. Military experts say that is a pointed effort to demonstrate that China can cut the island off from U.S. military support. From above, near daily occurrences of multiple PLA aircraft entering Taiwan's air defense zone from the west. A coordinated move that is alarming to some experts. It has sparked strong words from Taiwan's foreign minister.
We are willing to defend ourselves, and it's without any question. And we will fight the war if we need to fight the war.
Taiwan's military is no comparison to China's. Where the PLA boasts more than 1 million soldiers, Taiwan only has 140,000 troops. China's got roughly 100 intercontinental ballistic missiles and more than 200 nuclear warheads. Taiwan has neither. That is why the island is so heavily reliant on allies, most especially the U.S.
And we have a commitment to Taiwan under the Taiwan Relations Act to make sure that Taiwan has the ability to defend itself.
But Biden administration officials stopped short of guaranteeing U.S. military intervention should Beijing make a move on Taiwan. Instead, the U.S. has been using its Pacific Fleet to showcase its own strengths. This photo from last week showing a Navy-guided missile destroyer's commanding officer sitting feet propped up as one of China's two aircraft carriers sailed by. And while the PLA has focused its exercises to Taiwan's east, the USS John McCain cruised to the west of the island last week, the guided missile destroyer passing through the Taiwan Strait, right between the mainland and Taiwan. In response, Chinese officials said the U.S. was stirring up trouble. U.S. military leaders believe a Chinese attack on Taiwan could be just years away.
I think the threat is manifest during this decade, in fact, in the next 6 years.
My opinion is this problem is much closer to us than most think.
The Biden administration facing mounting pressure on the matter as tensions at sea rise. But some analysts believe much of what we're seeing is unnecessary hype.
The near-term goal is to deter independence, and China has largely achieved that goal. And I don't believe that the Chinese are likely to use force within the next few years. I think they do not want to pay the price.
Whatever the intention, former Navy captain and U.S. intelligence officer Carl Schuster says China's messaging is clearly directed to a specific audience.
They want the American people and the American government to see the cost of helping Taiwan as exceeding the benefits.
You well know, Captain, you're going to have Americans who will look at this and they'll say, why should Americans be involved in anything over there? Why should they care what's happening with Taiwan? To that you would say,
if we won't defend a 70-year partner from violent aggression, then other countries will look at it and believe we either are not capable or not willing to sacrifice anything for them.
Many Chihuahuas are one family dogs. They love their one family and not much else. I had one growing up that was so sweet unless this dude named Troy tried to pet her while I was holding her and she tried to remove his finger. Anyway, there's one up for adoption that's far worse.
When you're trying to get someone to adopt a dog,
Francie. Hello, Francie.
You usually don't use phrases like neurotic, man-hating, animal-hating, children-hating, a 13-pound rage machine. Tiffany Fortuna is passionate about rescuing pets until a permanent home can be found. She says with a Chihuahua named Prancer, she tried to make him sound palatable. The problem is, he's just not. Ladies, if you have a husband, Tiffany says, don't bother applying unless you hate him. He bonds with women only. New Jersey-based Second Chance Pet Adoption League specializes in hard-to-place animals. They even made a movie trailer dedicated to Prancer.
What are you doing? Whoa.
But instead of scaring folks off, Prancer is getting hundreds of inquiries. He sounds perfect for me. When can I pick up?
People? See, this is how we meet new people and make friends.
Who needs friends? Prancer does have good points, extremely loyal, understands basic commands.
Prancer.
And oh, also, he's only 2 years old and will probably live to be 21 through pure spite. What kind of devil dog lets you pet him and when you stop, noses you for more? Ginny Mose, CNN, New York.
Like any Chihuahua, Prancer will chihuahua ya. They're the smallest breed of dog, but you Chihuahua wouldn't want to say that to their face unless you have canine lives. Some say they're yappy, but the truth is they're scrappy. The miniature Chihuahua wonders of the dog world who Chihuahua will chew you out if you don't think they run it. I'm Carl Azus. We're going to Mexico today, as in Mexico High School. It's in Mexico, Missouri, thanks to you and everyone else for watching CNN.